Zaccaria Mancini is happy with where he is in his life. He came to the United States 20 years ago from Morocco, pursuing a dream.
My life is beautiful and it's great, and I've always been thinking about American dream, and American dream becomes true in the right time. I work hard for it.
Mancini is a hair designer and an entrepreneur. He owns two hair salons called Mancini de Paris in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. He says his salons generate more than $500,000 in annual revenue. The beauty industry was not what he had in mind, though, when he arrived in the U.S., but it did not take him long to realize that his bachelor's degree in electrical mechanics from Morocco would not help him get a job in America.
And I find another field where it's going to make me successful, and I just get into it. I put all my time into it. A lot of my family in the beauty industry, and I just like switch it to it.
But the path to success was not always smooth. Mancini says he encountered a stumbling block 4 years ago when he planned to expand his business.
It was the first experience, you know, building, you know, your dream salon from scratch. And I ran into a lot of financial problems. I tried different banks, and no one was ready to help me for that.
That was when Mancini turned to the Enterprise Development Group. It is a nonprofit organization that offers microloans, mostly to refugees and immigrants in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Sehahi Tefera is the president of Ethiopian Community Development Council, or ECDC. It is the parent organization of the development group. He initiated the group's micro-enterprise program in 1992.
In order to qualify for regular banks, you know, number one, you must have had some credit history in this country, and which many of our clients don't have. Therefore, if these clients do not have a prior credit history, they automatically disqualify.
In the past 14 years, Tefera says, the Enterprise Development Group has helped about 1,000 small startups with loans totaling close to $9 million. The minimum loan is $500. The maximum is $35,000. The group receives support largely from the federal government Small Business Administration and the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Local governments and private banks also provide backing. Under federal regulations, the Enterprise Development Group cannot lend money to illegal immigrants.
Well, our mission is to help people become self-sufficient and contributing members of the society. You must have the desire, the energy, and the interest to be a successful business person in this country.
Ana Lopez used to be an art teacher in the Philippines. She thinks she has what it takes to be successful. She says she received a $20,000 loan from the group to buy equipment and supplies when she opened a custom framing shop 5 years ago.
I buy artwork from starving artists who are gifted in third world countries such as the Philippines, India, Bangladesh. Africa is also one that artists that I have. So I'd like to be an outlet for people who are very gifted and talented, but do not have opportunities to show their art, to exhibit their art. And that's why Hope Gallery is all about.
Like Mancini, Lopez expects eventually to outgrow the need for microloans and be able to qualify for conventional loans. They also believe that while they try to reach their goals of opening a chain of shops, they will help create employment opportunities for low-income people in the region. Amy Katz, VOA News.